Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. You know, I really meditate and pray on show days. And before, well, pray and meditate every day, but what should I do a show on? And in the past couple weeks, it has been really crazy for people in their relationships, you know. Have you ever had a bad day in a relationship? You know, and I'm going to talk about romantic ones specifically tonight, or your mate ones, whatever, however you want to put it. But here's the deal. Archangel, well, I'm going to go with she's an angel or an ascended master. And what is an ascended master but someone who's had a life on here on the planet, like Jesus or Buddha, and they achieve mastery over, you know, over the senses and realize that, you know, that we're all connected to God and part of God and so on. They live that life. And so, and some people call them angels. So it doesn't really matter. She says, I don't care what you call me. And I feel like she's a female, but she's had a life on the planet. Her name is Guinevere. And she is actually a goddess of love relationships and fertility, and you know, helping you with your relationship, and with the you know, with her, with making it work, or helping you to work to recover over it. Okay, she's Celtic or Celtic. I prefer to call her a Celtic. Some people have associated her with Arthur and that kind of thing, but she's really a goddess, an ascended master, an angel of love. And she says, however you know me, know this, that I can help you with your love relationship. And she gives you a lot of ideas and thoughts to recover from an existing relationship that doesn't work to finding the relationship that will work for you. When I was talking to her tonight, I said, what are three things? She says, give them three things that they need to do that I'm going to share with you. I go, okay, what three things do you want me to share with them? So this is what I got in meditation. First of all, be really clear on what you're looking for. Okay, what is your intention? What are you looking for? Are you looking to get over a relationship? Are you looking to rekindle a relationship? Are you looking to create a whole new, brand new relationship? And so that's the first thing. Be really clear on what you're looking for and write it down. And then she said, read it every day, okay, or say it every day, every night. I am, you know, before you go to bed, I am looking for the love of my life, and it looks like this. You know, and I've told you guys this from other things that have happened, or other angels, archangels, and also prayer meditation that I've gotten, and you guys have shared the same thing, some of you, when you've called in. So the one thing that we really need to know is to be super clear on what we're looking for. And once we're clear on what we're looking for, she said, the second thing that you do is write it down and read it every night, say it before you go to bed, it when you wake up. And if you're saying, Tari, you said this before, other angels have said it. So if you're hearing it more than once, it must be some truth to it, right? And she said, once you do that, she goes, set up a time that you work with me every day. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, okay, if you're going to eat breakfast at 8 in the morning, for instance, or you eat lunch at 12 and you eat supper at 6, then set up a time where you can work with me. And I can work with you. I said, okay. And so this is what she said. When you work with me, let's say that you guys work with her in the morning time when you're, you know, or maybe you're working at the night. She said, set a place inside your home. And she goes, I prefer that it be in the bedroom if you, you know, that, you know, where most people have a lot of intimacy. With yourself, right? I meditate in my bedroom. Most of you guys probably do that. And sometimes hard to meditate in your office, you know, because there's so much energy of work there. Or in the family room, you know. But she goes, if you can, meditate in your bedroom. Light a pink candle. She says, I like pink or white. And she said, say this prayer to me. I am looking to create the relationship of my dreams. and this is what it looks like to me, and it's the quality that you're looking for. I know some of you guys, I talked to someone about a week or so ago. She's so fine. She goes, next time, you know, I'm going to be more clear, if there is a next time, that I would like a guy or that is clean and neat and organized. Okay? And that's important to her, you know, as well as being sexy, good-looking, you know, loves holding hands, loves kissing, spiritual, compassionate, kind, slim, trim, or not slim, but lean, and likes to exercise, you know, those things. Those are the things that Guinevere says to look for, to say what you want out loud. And just said, thank you for bringing them to me, and or bringing this man or this woman who has these qualities. The other thing that she said, and she was really clear about, if you are asking for these qualities, make sure you are these qualities, okay? One of the things that she said is most people get really, and she said this with pictures, so I think I'm getting this right, okay, because I feel it is, and yes, I'm being shown that it is. We say that we want these things, and we're not letting the old go. And what does the old look like? That's the old relationship. We're hanging on to it. He or she may not be hanging on to you, but you are hanging on to he or she. So she says, in the process of asking what you're looking for, please help me to help you let the old go. If I said, I choose to let the old relationship go, if there's any residual effects of that or anger or whatever, residual anger or hurt from that old relationship, and this is what I choose to bring into my life now. And she was also really clear with me. She says, if you are having a relationship now and you're not sure how to make it better, stay ahead and help me make this existing relationship better. So help me heal the old, help me bring in the new, or help me make this existing relationship better. And these are the qualities that I would like to experience with my current person, okay? And so if you can do that, she said, do it every day. And what is 5 minutes out of your day, right? And some of you go, oh, I don't have 5 minutes. Let's wake up 5 minutes earlier. You do. Or before you take 5 minutes before you go to bed, you do. And what's that when you want to create a great life, right? So you take time. And this is something that I know from personal experience, too, of sharing this with someone today, is that we take so much time to talk about things that aren't important, right? Or talk about people, talk about things, get angry, and we forget to just appreciate what we have right here and now. So maybe when you take 5 minutes earlier to get up, you know, or 5 minutes later before you go to bed, whatever works for you, remember, you can take time off of that when you're mad at your boss, mad at your children, mad at your mate, you know, just bitching about in your mind. Have you ever done that? I've done that. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. Or I wish I had more money. I wish I had more this. I wish, and you're not. And you're saying what you don't have and putting a lot of energy in it and being angry instead of concentrating on what you do have. And the universe, Angel Guinevere, Ascended Master Guinevere says, you know what? I'm gonna answer you, but you're gonna be able to tune into me when you really get clear about working with me every day. She's a really gentle soul or gentle angel to work with. I'm gonna promise you that, super, super gentle to work with. Okay, so let me go over that again with you because I know some of you guys are dialing in. First of all, and I see a question. I'm gonna pick up that in a second. When you're working with her, be really clear about what you're looking to create, okay? Are you looking to create a new relationship, improve an existing one, or heal an old one, okay? And what qualities are you looking for? For me, I would be looking to create a new relationship, right? So I would say, okay, I like a man that is kind, compassionate, in shape, likes to run, likes to do marathons, or at least likes to run 5Ks, because I do them all. Right, likes to meditate, is spiritual, maybe can, you know, should I just started doing yoga a few weeks ago, and I'm going to add another class to it, so likes to yoga that we can do together. I know some of you guys do yoga with your mates, and that's cool. And I like him to be at least 6 foot tall, whatever hair doesn't matter to me, and love my family, love my daughter, love dogs, old people, and have all his hair and teeth when I like. So, you know, those are the things that, that, you know, for instance, that I put out there. Likes to read, likes to speak, and, you know, and has, and isn't a country pumpkin. Not that country pumpkins are bad. I just don't, I'm from North Carolina, so I grew up with them, and I'm one myself, so I've worked to really escape that country. I'm a southern country pumpkin, because I'm just a southern woman who has a little bit of an accent. So that's me, okay? And, you know, and I want someone sharp, savvy, sexy, sensual, smart, you know, those kind of things. So I'm really clear about what I'm looking for. And in the process, if there's any old stuff from any old relationship, please help me heal that and let that go. Because I'm going to attract that if I don't, okay, again, in a new relationship. And come on, guys, that's no fun, right? We've all done that before. You know, why does this woman or this guy look like the, look great, sounds great, and but he's like this, the quality that I absolutely detested in my past relationship. So when I'm asking for the new, and I'm clear with Guinevere about that, you know, light a pink candle, light a white candle, do it in your bedroom because she says it's the best place to connect with her. You can do it outside. You can do it anywhere, and that doesn't really matter. But the best place, she says, to work with her is in your sleeping room, okay? So because that's where a lot of – we talk to ourselves. We meditate usually in there in the morning time. We lay in bed for a few minutes just relaxing sometimes. And so that's a, you know, great place for her. So 5 minutes it takes to share what your intention is. Say thank you for helping me get this, and thank you for helping me create these qualities in my man. And if you have an existing relationship, she's going to say, help me do that too, you know, experience these qualities in the man or the woman that I'm with now. And do that. Let's just say for the next 30 days, you're going to see some real miracles happen. And hold on 1 second. Let me get, there's a question here and we'll answer that. Hello? 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 Do you have a question? Okay. Anyway, call back because we'll be glad to answer your question. All right. So, anyway, you can call on her at any time to ask, and she'll be glad. She will help you. Somebody with the 703 exchange has a question. I'm going to log on to you because you haven't shut the one off or whatever. So if you're from the 703 area code, I'm going to pick you up right now. Hi, this is Tari. Do you have a question? Okay. Well, if you have a question, then call back in and let us know. Okay, so I know some of you guys are just calling in. So, if you've worked with Archangel Shamuel, which we've talked about in the past, this is very similar. I think her energy is more soft. I think she's easier to communicate with. I also like it because she's a female energy, and she addresses it all. She says, okay, if you have to make sure that you do it for 30 days, okay? So let's just start there. And meditate with me in your bedroom using a pink or white candle. All right, and like that, you know, because pink is for the heart chakra, of course, and white is one of purity, and you want the, I'm going to say this, okay, doesn't mean you can't have great sex. You want a pure relationship where the intention is clear, where you're authentic, and I think we had someone on the show the other day that I am transparent, and I think we all need to be transparent in our relationship, you know what I mean? So white is purity, being transparent, being open, you know, all those things. And so does pink, but it's for the heart chakra. And just say, hey, dear Guinevere, I would like your help with, and be really clear what you're looking for, okay? Be super clear on what you're looking for in that relationship, right? And then also what you're looking for, what you would like to create, and if you have an existing relationship, too, if you want to experience great love in that one or see if you can rekindle it, say, I'm looking to experience these qualities in my mate that I have now. You guys, this is clear, really important because I'm getting nudged about it again. If you have a past relationship that you feel has hurt you or you haven't gotten over, or maybe you don't know, maybe you feel like you have, I always make sure all the bases are covered. And she said they'd share this with you. If there's anything from my past relationships that will hinder this new relationship that I already have, or an existing one, please let me know. And, you know, or please help me heal it. And that way you don't bring it into the next relationship. Or if you have a, you know, if you have an existing relationship, don't you, do you guys ever get driven crazy by certain things that they do? And I'm sure if you're being driven crazy, they're being driven crazy by you, okay? Because we're mirror images of each other. So ask that you heal, that you can heal that stuff within yourself. Light the candle, say thank you for healing the past. Thank you for helping me experience these current qualities with my new or my existing relationship. And if I'm bringing in a new relationship, I would like to experience and being really clear, sexy, savvy, smart, edgy. You know, I like edginess and, you know, those kind of things. Someone I can enjoy, healthy, whatever it is, you know, but be really clear about those. Does somebody have a question? If you do, about Guinevere, and if she's working with you, hit one now. If not, I'm going to move on. All right, I'm going to talk anyway. So, you know, you guys got a pink white candle. Take in the morning or in the evening, do it for the next 30 days. See the relationship and what you experience with those relationships that you're creating. When you take 5 minutes in the morning and do that with her, 5 minutes before you go to bed. One thing I'm going to reiterate here is people are, I don't have 5 minutes. Yeah, you do. If you get up 5 minutes earlier, or you slow your day down at 5 minutes, or you add 5 minutes to your time at the end of the evening for yourself. And that's really what it's about, for yourself. You want your relationship to give you all this time, or you want this relationship to give this to you, give it to yourself first, okay? And that's super important. We know that because they all say it. Archangel Samuel, Archangel, you know, all the angels say that, you know, our higher power, God, Buddha, our higher part of ourselves, give it to yourself first before you expect it from someone else. And I think that's such a key to remember. That is the reason why if I want a massage, I'm going to give it to myself first, and that's where I'm going tomorrow. So if you want a massage and you want your guy or your girl to massage you, are you giving it to yourself first by going to pay for a massage? Okay? And maybe you get a free one. If you do, you've got to teach me that trick, okay? So I'm just teasing a little bit. But whatever you're looking for your mate to give you, make sure you're doing it for yourself, okay? Okay, so you've got a few things here to work with. And she will give you messages. One of the things that she does love, and this is something that I know, is that she loves roses, pink roses. And you go, well, then she loves red. She loves them all, but pink is really her color. So that is what she told me this morning and what she's telling me right now. So, you know, if you have roses, you know, and she likes red, she likes them all. But if you have anything pink like that, that smells like a rose, or if pink roses or red roses, she loves those. So, and who doesn't love roses? You know, I love roses. So you may want to think about that too in your meditation. Not all this stuff is not necessary. The most important thing is your intentions. Okay? All right, so I'm glad that we had this conversation tonight. It's a pretty basic, easy one to do. All you have to do is reach out and talk to her, set a time aside, 5 minutes, do it in the morning, do it before you go to bed. You know, make your intention clear. I have said this time and time again, but people are tuning in, and I want to make sure everybody gets it. Asking for her help in the morning or in the evening, making sure you thank her for your help. And also, before you go to bed, but set time aside like you do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if somebody's saying right now that was listening now or downloading it later, I just eat whenever I feel like it. Well, what is your life like if you're that casual with your schedule? You know what I mean? So you got to be a little bit more, I believe, in flexibility. I'm super flexible with mine. But I also believe that you have to have things scheduled. Time for yourself and time for your meditation and time for your love life is one of them. Among other things. So keep that in mind too as you're talking. And it doesn't mean you can't be a free spirit, because I'm all about that myself, as a lot of you guys that are listening in. But it also means that you schedule that time with yourself. Okay, and then let's see, what else can I share with you guys? We've got some new coaches coming on, and I said that every week, but you know what? We're making progress with it, and I want you guys to be really, really tuning into them. There are some amazing ones. They're going to be bringing a lot of stuff to the show, and to coaching sessions. They're doing individual coaching, teaching classes, and all those. The other thing I want to be really, really super clear with you is like our page on Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And Angel Coaches Future, if you haven't done that, please do that yourself, because you want people to follow your show and follow when you're on the air, and you want people to follow Angel Coaches, right? So you start first, and then other people will follow you, okay? if you haven't already. So blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Because some of you guys are doing some, you know, great work with couples, with a couple now that they're going to do work with children, couples, and, you know, and creating a lot of wonderful things there. I've got someone, a couple of them that are working with children and relationships and empowerment coaches. So if you want people to follow your show or the Angel Coaches Show and listen in when you're doing your show, then please, you guys, please listen in, follow Angel Coaches, angelcoaches.com or blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. And if you're not an Angel Coach, would like to be one, then, you know, or want to know what's going on with the new coaches, with the new programming that we have out, the new angels that are doing readings, then you guys follow our show too, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, okay? We have a show on Thursday night. I'm excited about this Thursday night. You know, we're doing the 30-day challenge, and this is our second week, and I've got to post some things about that. Terry's doing really well, and I know Allison, she had a little, I got to meet her this weekend, and she had a little thing on about doing the 10,000 steps. That's a lot of steps. But I guess pretty easy to do, right? Or maybe not. And running and doing the insanity. She was down here with her boyfriend, so I'm sure they weren't doing the insanity in a typical way we do the insanity, but I'm sure you guys had a good time doing, you know, being on the beach and having a lot of fun dancing and eating and drinking. Okay, so we're doing the 30-day challenge. If you want to join, you can join anytime. And I'm super excited about it. One of the things that I did this weekend was do a race, and I'm determined to do 20 races by the end of the year. So that's my goal, and also to I've created a meditation. So if you want a meditation about exercising, running, you know, motivation to run, then ask me, because I'm giving them away right now. Usually I sell them for like $5, but because we're all trying to get the mind and body, it's not a long meditation, but I'll tell you what it will do. It will inspire you and help you to exercise more. Not inspire you just to inspire you, but it will motivate you, okay? So inspiration, motivation is super key, right? I like reading a book. I was inspired to read that book, but when you get me into action, like many of us, that's cool. Okay, so anyway, you've got a couple things there. So blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and if you want more, you can download the show at any time and listen to it. As you guys know, or may know, the web link works 24/7, and it's on iTunes. So a lot of people don't realize that. Seeing new coaches, your shows will be on iTunes. How cool is that? To tell that family member, that great aunt or that uncle who thought you were just always going to be this little kid, sitting somewhere and wasn't sure you were going to do anything, you said, yeah, well, if you want to know what I'm doing, go to iTunes, right? I go to Blog Talk Radio. So it's kind of cool. All right. And then another thing that we're doing is on Sunday, we have a relationship show with Di and I. We have tried it out at 6:30 in the evening recently because of the holiday and because of different situations popping up. So if you like it better at 6:30 or in the morning, please give me an email or phone. You give me a phone call and let me know what you think, because I would be curious to know what people want. Do they want in the morning or in the evening, which is easier for you? So therefore, you can call us anytime. I see a couple of you guys just came on the show. So I'm going to work with Guinevere. All you need to do, she says, work with me in the morning or in the evening, but schedule a time and take 5 minutes, get a pink or a white candle, light it to say, thank you, Guinevere, for helping me with my existing relationship, and that's what you need help with, and thank you for helping me to create this kind of relationship with this man or this woman, and then whatever those qualities are, compassion, truth, loyalty, transparency, always honest, you know, that way you won't have to wear your Columbo hat, right? How many of us have been Columbo trying to search out what he's doing or she's doing? I know that somebody called me that not too long ago. That's just now I'm just good at being intuitive. Anyway, that's a whole other story. So, you know, be really clear about what you are looking for, okay? And she says, and turn that relationship over to me, and I'm going to help you. And also, you guys, make sure if you are working with her and you just do that, help me to heal the stuff that comes from my past relationships. Really were painful. Because if you don't heal it, you bring it to the new relationship or the whatever, and usually it affects every area of your life. So be super clear about that. Stay that with what you're looking for your new one coming up, your existing one, are the one that you're looking to create, okay? Anyway, I think that's all. Our next show is Thursday night. It's going to have Katrine on there, who's an angel coach. She's a yoga master, instructor, whatever. She's going to really talk about the breathing and how breathing really helps us. I for so many things about the breathing and how it can connect the mind and the body to spirit and what yoga does for you. But have you ever wondered about yoga and never got your questions answered? Or maybe you're like, is there something to yoga? And she says there is. I started doing it myself and have gotten a lot more flexible. But there are some people that go to Nirvana using yoga. I'm not sure. I've never done that yet. But, hey, a girl can dream, right? Okay. So that's going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time, which is the day after tomorrow. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday, and it's wonderful to see you guys back here with us on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us. Once again, I'm saying it. I said it like six times, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Anyway, you guys have a great now. We will talk to you soon, and see you Thursday at 8 p.m. East Coast time. Bye now.